Praise the Lord. Every week we bring you our prophecy update, showing you what's happening in the world and how it seems to line up with Bible prophecy. When you look at the Bible as a whole, compile various last days prophecies, they fall into a few major categories. For example, some of the major trends to watch for would be things happening with the nation of Israel, a revived Roman Empire, a possible invasion of Israel led by Russia, and the advancements in technology that would create a cashless society. All of those things are trending at once in remarkable ways. As far as a revived Roman Empire, just this week, EuroObserver.com posted an article titled, "The EU is Not Falling Apart." An excerpt from it reads like this: European Commission Chief José Manuel Barroso has told the Chinese public that the EU will become a fully fledged political union after the financial crisis. Now, as far as a Russian-led invasion of Israel, it's a fact that Russia is growing stronger and more militant. As part of his campaign promises, Vladimir Putin said he would spend billions to build up the country's military as a safeguard in the current international instability. Then in an article posted by YNetNews.com, and I quote, "Russia warned Israel on Wednesday that attacking Iran would be a disastrous thing and played down the failure of a UN nuclear agency mission to Tehran." Another article indicated Russia has upgraded a Syria-based electronic station that would warn Iran of a US or Israeli attack. Trends towards a cashless society are snowballing. On February 29, Fox Business News posted a story titled, "Is cash really going to disappear?" Their conclusion, and I read from their article, "The fact is, we could become a cashless society within a very few years. All the necessary technology is already available. What's stopping us is our emotional attachment to banknotes and coins and the unwillingness of some of us to embrace change." By the way, I have no emotional attachment to pennies anymore. I don't know. I just soon get away from coins altogether. Then they go on and say, "Will the added convenience, security, and law enforcement benefits that going cashless could bring wean us off of our love of folding money and jingling coins? Who knows? But there's a good chance that one day soon, certainly during your lifetime, you may suddenly realize that you haven't seen a bill or a quarter for months." And so all of these things are trending at the same time. They're converging, we might even say. And so that's why we believe that we're living in the last days predicted by the Bible. We follow these things not because we're waiting for any one thing to happen. We believe that the return of Jesus for his church could happen at any moment. But certainly the time must be shorter than ever. Not just because of the length of time, but because we see things lining up so rapidly in terms of getting us right to the brink of the Great Tribulation, and we know that we'll be gone before any part of that. And so we ask you every week to check and make sure you're rapture ready, and if you're not, to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.